ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A plea deal for President Biden's son to settle federal tax and gun charges falling apart in court on Wednesday after a judge asked whether the settlement would include immunity for Hunter Biden in other cases.
Ultimately, Judge Noriega asking prosecutors if there was still an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden. The prosecutor responded, there is.
At the end of the three-hour hearing, Judge Noriega ordering both sides to talk again and return in about 30 days, adding, I'm not going to say I'm going to accept the agreement. I'm not going to say I'll deny it.
Hunter Biden then pleaded not guilty to the tax charges while negotiations continue, and he left the courthouse with so much still unresolved.
ABC's Terry Moran. A mutiny in Niger, a group of soldiers claiming on state TV to have overthrown the country's democratically elected president. The Federal Reserve raising its key interest rate again for the 11th time in 17 months as it continues to try and curb inflation. This is ABC News. Six people under arrest in Pasadena, California, accused of being behind a deadly crime spree. ABC's Alex Stone with more.
Last weekend, a man sitting with a woman early in the morning on a mountain overlook was shot and killed. Then this week, two people were killed at a beach overlook. Now police have arrested half a dozen members of a criminal street gang who they believe were connected and may have committed other murders and robberies around Southern California. Pasadena Police Lieutenant Keith Gomez.
We do believe there's a connection to our homicide suspects, to the Rancho Palos Verdes double homicide, and some other robberies that occurred in L.A. County.
Police say technology led them to identify their suspects and to pull them over and arrest them here in L.A. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer-songwriter who became a superstar in her mid-20s, has died. O'Connor's family confirmed her death in a statement on Wednesday, saying they're devastated and requesting privacy. No cause of death was disclosed. She was 56. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station.